It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? So glad that you've joined us today. We're in the book of Matthew, just starting the study, and so we're going to begin reading in the 23rd verse of the book of Matthew, chapter 1. And so while you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois 62341. If you'd like to call us, our phone number here is 217-847-2717. If you would like to check our website out, and we have many studies up on there, our Constitution, the Plan of Salvation, all is present there for you to use and enjoy, download if you'd like, parkviewbiblechurch@gmail.com. So it's parkviewbible@gmail.com is our website, or our email address, I'm sorry, but our website's parkviewbiblechurch.org. parkviewbiblechurch.org, and the first one was our email address, parkviewbible@gmail.com or parkviewbiblechurch@gmail.com. Hope that was enough time now for you to open your Bibles. Prepare for the study as we enjoy God's precious Word. Matthew chapter 1, and I'm really just going to back all the way up to verse 18 because it's so precious in the reading there. We're going to do a little bit of review concerning Mary, and so we'll enjoy that. Matthew chapter 1, verse 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When, as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born, King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him. And when Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and the scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had privately called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, Go and search diligently for the young child. And when you have found him, bring me word again that I may come and worship him also. We're going to end with that eighth verse of chapter 2 and begin with prayer and start the study. Father, we thank and praise you each and every day that we come together, have the opportunity to study your precious word. So please just guide and lead us, dear Lord. We just ask that you'll just lead us each and every day, Father. It is so important, Father, that we enjoy your time, enjoy your presence, and that we understand that you are the guide. You are the one that leads us, dear Father. So please, that you will just take us through your precious word and show each and every one of us exactly what we need to know and see and hear. And so please that you would just guide us today. We want your precious spirit to speak to our hearts and guide us through your word that we may live for you each and every day. Touch the hearts of the lost that they will understand they need salvation, and it's only through your precious shed blood that they can be saved, only because your son Jesus died on the cross of Calvary to save us. And then, Father, life begins. What a joy. Life truly begins when we are born again. So guide and lead us now, dear Lord, please, through this study. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We went back a little ways here because I wanted to spend a little bit of time going back actually into the Gospel of Luke concerning Mary. The first Matthew begins at the time when it becomes apparent that Mary is with child. And so we actually can go back now into Luke and enjoy the announcement that was given to her, and it's a little fuller. And then also John the Baptist. We don't want to forget or miss the forerunner that came before the Lord Jesus. And so as we look at all four Gospels, it's so wonderful to get this complete look. And so let's go back now to the Gospel of Luke, and let's go to the first chapter. Got several verses of Scripture that we're going to read. And so Luke chapter 1, we're going to begin reading with the 26th verse. And there's quite a bit of reading here, so just really enjoy yourself. I hope that you can follow along. If you cannot, just please listen carefully. It's such a joy. And this is gives us a little bit of a look here. Luke chapter 1, verse 26. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God into a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Spirit shall come unto thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaiden of the Lord, be it unto thee and to me according to thy word. And the angel departed her. And Mary rose in those days, and went into the hill country with haste unto the city of Judah, and entered into the house of Zacharias, and saluted Elizabeth. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost, and she spake out with a loud voice, and said, Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And hence is this to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me. For lo, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in mine ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. And blessed is she that believeth, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. And Mary said, my soul doth magnify the Lord. My spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior, for he hath regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall be called blessed. And he that is mighty hath done to me great things, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. And he hath showed strength with his arm, and hath scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He hath put down the mighty from their seats, and exalted them to low degree. He hath filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he hath sent empty away. He hath holpen his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spake to our fathers, to Abraham and to his seed forever. And Mary abode with her about 3 months and returned to her own house. Now we're getting to John the Baptist. Now Elizabeth, full time came that she should deliver, and brought forth a son. And her neighbors and her cousins heard how the Lord had showed great mercy upon her, and they rejoiced with her. And it came to pass on the eighth day, they came to circumcise the child, and they called him Zacharias after the name of his father. And his mother answered and said, not so, but he shall be called John. And they said unto her, there is none of thy kindred that is called by this name. And they made a sign to his father how he would have him called. And he asked for a writing table and wrote, saying, his name is John. And they marveled all. And his mouth was opened immediately, and his tongue loosed, and he spake and praised God. And the fear came on all them that dwelt round about them. And all these things were noised abroad throughout all the hill and country of Judea. And all they that heard them laid them up in their hearts, saying, what manner of child shall this be? And the hand of the Lord was with him. And his father Zacharias was filled with the Holy Ghost and prophesied, saying, blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he hath visited and redeemed his people, hath raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David. And he spake by mouth of his holy prophets, which have been since the world began, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all that hate us, to perform the mercy promised to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant, the oath which he swore to our father Abraham, that he would grant unto us that we, being delivered out of the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear. In holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life. And thou, child, shalt be called the prophet of the highest, for thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to prepare his way, to give knowledge of salvation unto the people by the remission of their sins, through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the day spring from on high hath visited us, to give light to them that sit in darkness, and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet unto the way of peace. And the child grew and walked and waxed strong in spirit, and was in the desert till the day of his showing unto Israel. So we have read again of Mary and Gabriel coming. We have read now of John the Baptist, the forerunner of the Lord Jesus, to prepare the way of the Lord. And so both of those texts, and again, we read many verses all the way from verse 26 to verse 80 in chapter 1 of Luke. And so if you'd like to reread that, why, please do. And so as we look through those verses of Scripture, we find that Mary and Elizabeth, of course, are family. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age. And we know that that there was a little bit of a problem with Zacharias, wasn't there? And if we would back up here and just begin with the fifth verse of chapter 1 of Luke, there was in the days of Herod, the king of Judah, a certain priest named Zacharias of the course of Abiah, and his wife was the daughter of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth, and they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless. They had no child, because that Elizabeth was barren, and they both were now well stricken in years. And it came to pass, while he executed the priest's office before God in the order of his course, according to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. The whole multitude of the people were praying without at the time of incense. And there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And as Zacharias saw him, he was troubled and fell upon him. But the angel said unto him, Fear not, Zacharias, for the prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. And thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost even from his mother's womb. And many of the children of Israel shall be turned to the Lord their God, and shall go before him in spirit and power as Elijah, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. Zacharias said to the angel, Whereby shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife is well stricken in years. And the angel answered and said unto him, I am Gabriel, that stand in the presence of God, and am sent to speak unto thee, and to show thee these glad tidings. And behold, thou shalt be dumb, and not able to speak, until the day that these things shall be performed, because thou believest not my words, which shall be fulfilled in their season. And you know, we just went over the text where he was allowed to speak, and said, we're going to call him Zacharias, and Elizabeth said, no, his name is John. And then they wrote to Zacharias because he couldn't speak, and so and he couldn't hear. And so when, you know, he was, the scripture said he was dumb, and so they wrote a note to him, and then he, you know, it will be John, because he knew that that's exactly what the name should be. So we took a lot more time there to talk about John the Baptist and Zacharias and Elizabeth, the birth of John the Baptist, as he is the forerunner of the Lord Jesus. And then we looked at Mary concerning the Gabriel came to her. And so now let's go back to Matthew chapter 1 in the short time we have left, and just enjoy this. Matthew chapter 1, verse 20, let's go 23. Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and called his name Jesus. What a beautiful message. And then it begins here with chapter 2, verse 1. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, Behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Now, when we look at these scripture verses here, it would seem strange that if only three men would have stirred up such a city. And why do we always, in the children's programs and in adult programs even, we just show three of these wise men? And so the reason probably because of the gifts that are listed, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. So they figure there must be three of them. Well, there was more likely 300, because three men coming into a city asking where the King of the Jews is born would not have stirred up Herod, wouldn't have been a bit concerned, nor would it have stirred up all of Jerusalem, as it tells us. So I believe that there was quite a caravan of folks coming, and the Lord had directed them there by the star, and these folks were men of the east, and they have traveled westward, and now they have come to Jerusalem, and they've gotten that close. And did the star? Did they follow the same star? Did that special star that God put up there bring them to Jerusalem first? Because they come, and they knew the prophecy. They knew that the King of the Jews, of course, would have to rule and reign in Jerusalem, so they came to Jerusalem to ask. And so when they arrived, why, they wondered, they questioned, where is he, King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him. Now, that question, who did they ask first? It doesn't tell us. Let's look back at verse 1. Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he? Asking the question, Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. Now, all this has disturbed the city, has stirred the city. And so they don't know what to do. They don't have, you know, and it got all the way to Herod's ear. And Herod heard that someone's asking for the King of the Jews. And so he turns them to the, he gathers all the chief priests and the scribes, the people together, and demanded of them where Christ should be born. Where is this? And they had the answer. They had the answer. In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written of the prophets. Then they quote the verse. You see, the sad thing is that these chief priests and these scribes knew the coming of the Messiah, but they had just rejected it. They just turned it away. It was not important to them. It wasn't something that they were looking for, and yet they had the answer. That's always amazed me, that when these wise men, and how many hundreds have come from the east, have traveled all this great distance following that great star, and now they have come to Jerusalem. And there are so many, and the question was asked, concerning the King of the Jews. We have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. We want to worship him. Can you tell us where he is? And so they gathered again, the chief priests and the scribes together. They wanted to know. Well, they answered it. They said that in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophets, And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. And so you see, they knew the word of God. These wise men have literally been led by God to come and seek out this Christ child. Seek out the King of the Jews, as they have proclaimed. They have heard these words. They have known of the words. They didn't know the location, so they came back to Jerusalem. The scribes and the Pharisees, when asked, they were willing and able to announce quickly exactly where this child was to be born. And then here's the prophecy. Here's the verse of Scripture that it's based on. And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, Bethlehem in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah. For out of thee shall come a governor, and shall rule my people Israel. This was the statement that had come back to Herod as the question was come. And when Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and the scribes and the people, he demanded them where the Christ should be born. That's verse 4. And so you see, we've got all that connection in there. They've come. There's been so many. They've stirred the city. And that city is in an uproar trying to figure out what's going on. And when the chief priests and the scribes were asked, why, they had the answer. They missed him, but they had the answer. And that may be exactly the same condition that you're in today. And I ask you if you know Jesus Christ as your Savior, and you say, yes. But you truly have never invited him into your heart. You're just like these scribes and Pharisees. They had the answer, but they were lost because they did not know the Lord Jesus as their Savior. It's so important that you come by faith to the Lord Jesus and be born again. You must make that decision. So you're not like these wise men. You're not like these Jews. You're not like the king as he is supposedly inquiring about it. He could come by faith to Jesus just like you and I can come. And so I hope that you have come by faith to Jesus, and I hope you have trusted in him as your personal Savior. And so we continue down through these verses of Scripture. Once again, verse 4, and when they had gathered all the chief priests and scribes and the people together, he demanded them where the Christ should be born. And they said unto him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophets. See, they all had the prophets. They all had that opportunity to know and to hear the precious word of God. And this precious word is spoken so clearly and so often. We need to listen and know that we have accepted Jesus as our Savior. And I hope that you have. I hope today is the day of salvation. If you have not, please call upon him as your Savior. And again, verse 6, thou Bethlehem in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had privately called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. When did you start your travels? When did you see this? And when they had heard the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed unto their own country another way. You see, when you see the little Christmas programs that are put on many times, where you have the wise men and Mary and Joseph in the manger, and you have the shepherds, and see, this doesn't speak of the shepherds either. But the child is a young child at this time. And so they're no longer in the the manger, but they have a place that they're living at. So, my dear friend, it's wonderful to study God's precious word. What are you going to do about Jesus?